half shade. I'm living like a balloon. I see the Pegasus sky. I see your face on the moon. I see you there in the room. Your dinner dress from the bed. You hold it up to your chest. Your favorite color is red. Your words still ring in my head. If we're supposed to be love, then why are you giving me space? I'm in Spain with Simone. Been with me since Cologne. I lost my BlackBerry phone somewhere in Western Berlin. Drunk off ginger and gin. I feel the earth how it spin. I feel the dirt in my toes. I smell the smoke on my clothes. My stain is shrunk in Chipotle. Remember when I proposed? You said that you needed time. The sin and ginger needs lime. I'm going out of my mind. Can't get you out of my mind. I see your face on the moon. The space is left in my room. I'm with this girl named Simone. Without a cellular phone. The tender dress on your bed. You hold it up to your chest. I bet you're going on dates. Gotta get out of this place. This whole thing is a mess. We're parked in front of some bar. Drinking gin from a jar.
Oh my gosh.
What? Professional radio program. Professional radio program.
That's yep. What do. That's. Hold. Oh, and my headphone.
If anyone seems scared.
It's under the chair.
It's an act. It's just to make us seem more relatable.
Oh, my headphones. They're caught in the wheel of the chair. Oh no.
Oh man, that's exactly what someone with their headphones caught in the wheel of the chair would say.
No. I'm not doing an impression.
This is just... Oh man, that's very authentic.
No, Brett, seriously. Whatever.
I mean, it really is good. It really sounds good.
I'll still do it from here down here.
If you take off your headphones, it'll still work if you're not listening.
No, I gotta. Hey, that was Little Yoni and Getty. You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO's Longest Running Improv LA. My name is John C. Murfeld.
My name is Brian Corriston. I think we can agree there's no kinks to be worked out
here. There are no kinks to be worked out here. Brennan, take it away. I'm going to try and fix this headphone problem.
Well, it's another Tuesday. We're now in the great month of November. And for all you folks...
My favorite month, for those who were wondering.
Also, National Get Your Headphone Wire Caught in Your Chair Wheel month. November, great month. It's no longer the nice part of fall, but it's not quite yet the bad part of winter. That's why John loves it so much. No, it's a good one. We got all the big hits. Thanksgiving. So, Tom.
Yes.
You are a guest of the program.
I actually ran up here
fine
because
November morning.
I had to say one thing.
What did you have to say?
Every
you
November said morning is fine.
You said it's another Tuesday. It's another Thursday.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Thursday.
It's Wednesday.
It's a Saturday somewhere.
Oh man.
It's always Saturday somewhere, man.
I really did say it's Tuesday. It's not. We used to do the program on Tuesdays. Tuesday nights. In the summertime.
Yeah, sure. A year and a half ago. Yeah, we did do that.
Egg on your gloves.
Yep. My gloves.
You're so red-faced right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could practically fry a bacon on Brennan's face.
Oh, snap.
I'm actually pretty hungry, so we could move off the breakfast stuff.
It's fine. I hate to be insensitive.
Why do you like November so gosh darn?
Dude, I know what to... What?
I said much, not much. I accidentally said, why do you like November so gosh darn much?
You're messing up so much right now.
So much.
I like it so much. Is something somebody could say. Oh, hold on. Oh, okay. How are we going to get these guests in here?
Well, I suppose you should say why you like November so much. I really wanted to know, but...
Our guests are clamoring at the door. I'll take it from here with Tom.
Oh, I thought you, the way you said I'll, it was like, oh no, I'll be doing the nice thing.
You asked me why November is my favorite month, and I gotta.
All right, handing it over to you.
Oh, they said they're in.
They're in.
Oh.
Maybe they can't get up to the station. Well, no, I mean, if Dan has, whatever. Here's.
Yeah. Let's see.
I know what to do in November. You know?
And what do you got to do in November?
Tell the people. I'm just saying, you know? All right. Are you guys familiar with the Harry Potter media empire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you, though, Brennan?
It's the Wizard Books?
No.
Is that not the thing to which you are referring?
No, it's a series of self-help books.
Oh, Harry Potter, yes.
Yeah, for magic orphans. Also, just fair warning to this guest, I think that microphone might not work, so you may have to hop on with Brennan.
Oh, okay.
Wait, should we test it?
No, we test it every time. Just hop on with Brennan. Brennan, you afraid of Virginia Woolf?
It's our Facebook friendship anniversary, so you shouldn't be afraid.
Is it really? Oh my gosh. Ours is earlier.
3 years.
So,
that's a lot of time.
Yeah, so anyone who's familiar with the Harry Potter books knows.
Are you familiar with Harry Potter?
There's a time when Harry takes what is essentially LSD in the sixth book, but it's this potion where you take it and you just know what to do. You know, you just feel like
LSD is
that I can neither confirm nor deny. And he just knows what to do. And in the month of November, I feel like I'm on that potion.
You took that wizard LSD, and you know.
I just feel like I know what to do next. I know the weather tells me everything I need to know. People.
It's gonna be 70 degrees today.
That's a good month.
70? Yeah, it's a high of 68 today.
Can you tell us more about the weather really quickly?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, let's get a nice weather. We never do the weather. Let's just do a weather report.
Let's do the weather. We were just in it.
Also, hi to our guests, Tom and Isha and Dan. But Dan, I don't think you said anything yet.
No, hi. How's it going?
Okay, he's on the show.
He's on the show. Here, let's check. Who's not on the show and who's just listening?
Who's weathering the program?
Oh,
I actually have.
Can we place bets on this
for weather?
For weather, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to be a weatherman when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
How come? / What steps did you take to make that happen?
I look at the weather a lot.
All right,
like every day.
Wait, Dent. So, do you want to give us your fish predictions?
I think it's gonna be sunny.
Okay.
That's some bold choices.
Yeah,
that's one of the things it can be.
I think it'll be sunny, and I think that the sun won't explode today.
Okay.
My app doesn't even say whether it will, so I'm always living in fear.
What app are you using?
I'm using
that little white thing that's covering the sun. Isn't that just a cloud of?
You should be using
a cloud of smoke that's not a cloud of cloud.
Yeah.
You got to be using Weatherbug.
Weatherbug.
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah, they will tell you if the sun is going to explode.
Wait, is that a real app?
Yes.
Huh. Why don't people?
Does
it
really tell you that every single day?
Yes.
Jitterbug.
I work for them.
Wow.
You worked for Weather.
I work for Weatherbug. Yes.
Wow.
And are you legally required to say that it tells you that the sun's not going to explode every day, or is that really true?
It is a government-issued app. Wow. We have to tell you this because how else are you going to know?
Right.
Yeah, I guess
so. You can't just live and then figure it out.
What do you think the user interface of this government-issued app is?
It's a touch and click.
So you need to just attach a mouse to your phone?
Yes, it takes both touch and click input, and you need both for it to operate. If you do not, it will break.
Right.
It will safe lock your phone.
Your son or what's the?
Oh, don't get me started. What it'll do to your son.
Okay.
Because it'll explode.
It's our son, I guess. It's everybody's
son. We when I worked on the farm, just to anchor this back in reality. No, this is the farm I worked on. When we worked on the farm, we were a couple lazy bugs. So we got this other weather app that had like a radar predictor thing, because if it started raining, we got to leave. If it was like raining really bad, and we were just always watching that radar. We where you'd just be at work and be like, hey, somebody check the radar just so you could see if it was maybe going to rain later. And so that's the only reason I have two weather apps, because otherwise I feel like the one on your phone does a pretty good job. You don't need to get a third-party one, but I do have that one just for the radar.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure, that's understandable. Nobody's
It's called your Lazy app. Farmers app. It's in my whole folder of Lazy Farmer apps.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what else? Grubhub?
The other one...
Is yeah. Farmers Only on there because they're too lazy to find love in the real world?
Ish,
that app takes some effort.
Yeah, and also, don't badmouth farmers. Not on my show.
I was badmouthing online dating.
Oh.
I don't actually want to badmouth online dating. I'm going to give them a check plus.
Yeah, you love to date online.
Yeah, totally. Do it all the time.
Dan, how do you feel about online dating?
Still working on it.
You feeling?
Wait, like
I'm still working on what my feelings towards online dating is.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Tom, online dating feelings?
I think it's great for the industry, but bad for the economy.
Ah, yes, of course, yes, of course. Yes. That translates nicely to Isha's Check Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
Brendog, how do you feel about online dating?
Neutral, I guess. I guess slightly positive. Because Caroline and I accidentally met because of online dating. Tangentially to online dating.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they
she
were
had a Tinder account at the time.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that.
I did not, but yeah, we got to talk about it.
Oh. Well, you met... That's not how you met, though. That's like what happened after.
It was like an activity.
Yeah, okay.
Part of the meeting activity.
So that's how you frame your opinion on everything? Whether you and Caroline talked about it the night you met?
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it facilitated...
The World Series of Baseball? Hate it.
Sure. Rigged.
Totally rigged. Never discussed? Hate it.
Wow. Interesting.
Has the World Series been won?
No, Game 7's tonight.
Oh, really? Going to Game 7?
I mean, I hate it.
It's 3-3?
3-3.
Wow. Hey, how about those Cubs?
I usually keep tabs on things I hate.
Yeah, you should feel free to get real close to that.
Yeah, I usually keep tabs on things I hate, but I actually don't know who's playing in the World Series.
You don't? You haven't heard about the whole uproar about the Cubs?
I heard it was the Cubs, but I didn't know there was an uproar, and I don't know who's playing them. I just assumed it was like them against like a computer.
Well, hilariously enough, it's the Cleveland Indians that they're playing, so, you know.
Yep.
I actually have no idea what the significance of that, except the terrible name of the Cleveland Indians.
That is the whole reason.
Oh, good.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Cubs, I mean, just are historically extremely bad at baseball. So.
They haven't won in like over 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it is exact.
1908.
I think it's 99 years.
It's 1908.
Yeah, 08.
Oh, really? I thought they won in 1917.
I went to trivia.
That was the White Sox, because that was the whole the Black Sox thing.
Shoeless
Joe. Yeah. I have a song about that, actually.
I learned about that from
Gatsby. I don't have a song about
that.
There's a song on my computer about that, though, that I could play.
Wow, we got a couple of good conversations.
Yeah. Wait, what about the Great Gatsby time?
Sorry.
They mentioned the whole White Sox, Black Sox scandal.
Oh, right. Yeah. Here's the guy who rigged the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Meyer,
somebody get this butter out of my throat.
Wolfsheim.
Wolfsheim.
But Brian, I'm not Brian, Brennan. But Brennan.
Yeah, Brian, get out of here.
Maya was close.
Wolfsheim was played by a famous Indian actor, and a lot of Indians were super pumped about it. Amitabh Bachchan, like, look him up.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
He's like better than George Clooney or something.
No way. I refuse to believe that another country has a George Clooney.
Caroline and I did not talk about George Clooney that night, so don't care for him.
Wow. Good thing you talked about me so much.
Yep.
And me.
Yep. So
could have wished you talked about me.
Also, fun fact. Yeah, sorry guys. Bad luck. So the other thing is Cleveland's baseball team. Hopefully, one for one, they will change their name soon. Cause, I mean, come on. But part two.
Yeah, it's really the Cleveland Pakistanis. It's a gross...
That's conflict right there.
Yeah, I know. They should really change it.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, the other part, the sports part, is that Cleveland is famous for not having won a title in like 54 seasons, but then the Cavs won this past year, breaking that streak.
Right. And, the city of Cleveland, right? Right, that right, is, right. Yeah.
Yeah, the city hall doesn't just have like a group that goes around.
Yeah, well, just like you meant, like right, their baseball, the basketball, sports. And football teams not won a championship.
Yeah, so something like 150 plus consecutive sports seasons that nobody won a title. But then now it looks like two teams might win in a single year.
Wow.
We can only hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Cubs.
I think it would be, I'd like the Cubs to win also. My
brother lives right by Wrigley Field, so.
Oh, cool.
Well, the Chicago fans are not. Well, it has ruined his commute actually in the past because that's like it's that train station. But they're not like Boston fans in that they don't flip over a bunch of cars every time they win.
Cool.
Which is cool.
What a quirky thing.
Yeah, I know. Also, Brennan, you used the phrase "the sports thing" in that last sentence. I think that's what this segment should be called.
The sports thing.
The sports thing.
What do they flip over?
They. Just their attitude,
hot
man.
Hot dogs, burgers.
Like.
Just they just grill out and cheer up.
Their parents.
Real estate.
No, they're just nice people in Chicago.
Hey, on the sports thing, just
you're listening to the sports thing.
The sports thing.
The sports thing.
The sports thing.
The sports thing. Where did like? I know that gladiator games existed, but is that the direct originator of, like, all other sports?
No, I think the Olympics are the origin of a lot of sports.
I think soccer evolved from gladiator combat.
Well, yeah, maybe. It's possible that some sports descend from gladiatorism, but the Greeks were doing their thing before that.
I think it's all descended from chariot races.
Well, no, those are the Greeks. That was part of the original Olympics.
Oh. No, but I think everything, every single sport has come from chariot races.
He has a point.
Just the chariot races.
He has a point.
Yeah, baseball and chariot races do have quite a bit in common.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of topics that have things in common, I want to do a quick reenactment of the night Brendan and Caroline met so we can get an exhaustive list of what they talked about. I would like Tom to pray to play
okay,
Brennan,
yeah.
Isha.
Pray,
Isha, you're going to play Caroline.
And
Dan,
God bless you.
You're going to just be in the memory with them. Okay?
I guess I will recuse myself.
Yeah, you will recuse yourself, and I will steer the narrative. And now it's time for a little Let's See That. Do 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 do.
Hey, welcome to my room.
Hey, that's super duper fun, man.
Yeah, here is my carpet.
Here
is my ceiling.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't have any curtains on the windows, but I do have them on this hole in my room.
I'm so glad.
Dan emerges through the hole.
Hi, guys. I'm in this memory.
Oh, my God.
And this hole.
Oh, my God, Dan, what are you doing in the hole?
Just hanging.
Were you there the whole time?
The whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just a voice.
No, I was also in the other hole.
Oh, wow. That makes sense. There were like about three or four holes in that room.
I'm glad we're talking about Dan right now.
Yeah.
I suddenly care more for him.
Thanks,
Hi, I'm Caroline, by the way. Welcome to my room.
Oh, wow. There's so many things in here, like a bed?
Yeah, there are actually two beds. I have a roommate.
Brennan winks as he says this.
Hey, do you have a desk by any chance?
Do I have a desk?
Mm-hmm.
Brennan winks as he says.
Boy, do I have a desk. I do work at it. You want to see some work?
Brennan pulls out geometry notebook with long proofs in it.
I'm not even taking geometry.
Wow, you're so smart.
Oh, thanks. You're smart too. Wow, that was super funny.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. You know something else that's really been on my line lately?
Oh, spray it on me.
Boxes.
He does not wink when he says that, by the way. Boxes? What goes in boxes?
Dan emerges from box.
I'm also here.
Dan, you are everywhere.
It seems so. At least today.
Something I'm also really into is the Bible.
Oh, wow! I suddenly care more for the Bible.
The open Bible, Dan's name is written on every page.
Wow. I'm the Bible now.
Here's my favorite passage. It's it's really fun. It's about what's in the Bible?
I don't know.
I mean, I do know because I'm Brennan. Let's see.
We were both raised Catholic.
Oh man, there's a dragon and there's competing kingdoms. Wow.
Wow, how many kingdoms are there? I'm actually really like the Bible and should know this.
There's seven, but then there's one across the narrow sea.
Oh. Wow, I really, really enjoy that. Have you seen the movie Descendants?
Have I seen it? No.
Oh.
Wow, so that's all the stuff you like, huh?
I'm really distracted because I asked... this girl, if I could set her up on a date with John, but it turns out she has a boyfriend.
Rats!
And she's texting me about it right now.
Oh no!
Rats!
Wait, did she get one just to avoid going on a date with John?
Oh man! I think this is our first live on air rejection.
Ooh, yeah.
Zoinks,
oh,
man!
Man,
oh.
Where is the music for this?
Does she know anybody?
I can ask her if she knows anybody.
That'd be great. I think
she
I need
the audience.
I need a couple degrees of separation.
What's your boyfriend's deal?
Yeah. What's his radio show?
I can't reveal anything about him without revealing a lot about her.
That's fair.
Really?
Because he's the president of the United States.
Right? Yes.
Right. Right.
Yes. This is 1997, and she is Monica Lewinsky.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
Wild.
That took a turn.
And it did take a turn.
She's gonna be single soon.
Yeah.
True.
True.
Because he's not gonna be president anymore. And she'll dump him.
She's gonna dump him.
That'd be a... do you think there's ever been a movie made where someone is trying to get with somebody and they're like, I'll date you if you become president of the United States? It's like that movie Employee of the Month with Dane Cook, but...
Yeah. It's still Dane Cook.
This would be a Dane Cook movie,
I think. It's called Pre-Ezident.
Employee of America.
It's a little known prequel to Aaron Sorkin's American President.
Wow.
In the movie Love Actually, the Prime Minister doesn't have a wife, so he's just looking for love wherever he can find it.
Wait, the Prime Minister's in that movie?
Yeah, Hugh Grant.
It's an actor.
What? Wait, what country?
Of England.
Hugh Grant, England.
Hugh Grant. Okay, I'm just saying, movies, it could be anything.
Yeah, he's not the Prime Minister of America.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. You know, speaking of England, Tom, I feel a little bad. I kept trying to get Chloe Hyman on here on the same day as you, because you guys both have British parents.
Oh, really?
I think you guys both have one British parent.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's both of your moms.
Yes.
Both of your moms.
Yes. I've never been to England, though.
Ah, she goes, every day.
My family does not know where it is.
That is so far to go every day.
She travels a lot.
Does she run there?
She runs there.
She runs really fast, so she can walk on water. Like, Jesus! Oh, my God.
Brennan, you care about that. You said you saw the Bible.
Yeah. I do sell the Bible.
Sell the Bible.
You sell a Bible.
You sell the Bible.
I got some boxes of Bibles right here.
Oh, wow.
How much? How much are we?
Oh, 12 Bibles.
12 Bibles per Bible.
Yeah. These are some high-quality Bibles. And if they're not high quality, then when one part of it breaks, there's 11 more parts.
Wait, are you buying the Bibles with Bibles?
No, I'm buying them with money.
Oh, see, I thought I was buying Bibles with Bibles.
What is this, that popular Christian card game, Bibles to Bibles? That everybody loves?
Yes.
Hey... I'm going to play that song about Shoeless Joe Jackson, and then I want to come back and have everybody slap some of their For Reals beef on the grill.
Oh my gosh, it's been a while.
So start thinking of your grievances.
You know, it's John's favorite month if you have some beef.
Yeah, you have beef, and also if you have beef that is related to any civil servants or local municipalities, we'll open up a section of government gripes. And you
this is the last one before we have a new president.
Yeah, we might have some serious gripes next week. Oh yeah, join us tomorrow morning, next week.
Next week morning.
Next time we have a show, because there'll be a new president.
We will have the official announcement about who has won the election. We'll have all the analysis.
We also have the person who won on the show.
Which is really exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know.
Which is good because five people who are going to lose the election are on the show today.
Yeah.
Well, speak for yourself.
Oh, a late contender. All right, here we go. This is a song about Kennesaw Mountain Landis, who was the commissioner of baseball at the time of the Black Sox incident. And you're going to learn all about it. It's from, here we go. This is the Electric Hour. Tune back in when the song's done.
No kinks.
Bye.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis was a bad motherfucker. He was 17 feet tall, he had 150 wives. He didn't do that much except he saved the game of baseball. He put two and two together and he noticed it was four. Now the treachery of Shoeless Joe can't hurt us anymore. And he'll always be remembered as Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Fella named Joe Jackson was a fielder for the Black Sox, and he always wore his black socks, but he never wore no shoes. Weren't the nicest fella, and he had a couple problems, cause he drank a lot and he beat his wife and he always acted rude. He killed and ate some babies and he copped an attitude. The one man that he hated most was Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Mafia said, Shoeless Joe, you should really run this show. You should be the guy who owns baseball. From the truth. Shoeless Joe did what they say, dropped a couple fly balls, and he walked up to the pitcher and he poked him in the eye. In the seventh inning, with the Black Sox nearly beaten, there was someone who was watching from his blimp above the stands, cradling a rifle in his thick and meaty hands. As if you hadn't guessed yet, it was Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Kennesaw said, drop that glove, for I swear by God above, I'll make you regret playing baseball. Shoeless Joe looked up and saw silver rifles gaping off. No one had noticed yet, his underwear was getting wet. He beat himself in front of everyone. Shoeless Joe's finished, but he couldn't quite admit it, so he raised his middle finger up above the other four. Kennesaw took careful aim and fired a single bullet, and he shot that dirty finger off and dropped his trusty gun. And everybody in the stands knew that he had won. And today they still refer to him as Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Joe left baseball and became a famous pop star, and he asked the musical question, is she really going out with him? He had a couple albums and a comeback in the 80s, but he never won a Grammy and he never was the same. And he never could be satisfied with critical acclaim, but the critics all confused him with the great Elvis Costello. Yes, the critics all confused him with the great Elvis Costello.
Hey, little Jonathan Colton coming at you with Kennesaw Mountain Landis. We were just talking about the old 1978 World Series, and that's a song that is loosely about it. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan.
I am Tom.
You're asked to destroy your phones in a pit of fire before you come on the show.
I know.
We're joined. This is the Eclectic Shower, of course, remaining and expanding.
Nope.
Don't ask about the dollops. And we're joined, of course, by our late great friends, Dan Kamlars, Tom Rind, and Isha Pinoik.
I don't think that's how late great works.
Anyways, so while...
We're all ghosts.
We are all ghosts of our pasts. Mm-hmm. So we're going to open up a dope old segment I just gotta get my the music, the music queued up.
Oh yeah, sweet.
All right, here we go, guys. You hear that sound?
Oh boy, do I!
I'm starting up the grill.
Oh.
And we're gonna slap our fur.
That
sounds like a. Is that
beef? We're about to slap some for real's beef on the grill. Great. Great theme music.
It does sound like
crap. Whatever. What? You know. All right.
Slap some thrill deep on that rain.
You know,
play a rain sound so we can compare.
Fine. I will play a rain sound.
All right, I know what John's beef is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Well, there's no thunder.
It doesn't always have to be thunder with rain.
No, I'm playing them at the same time.
The atmosphere.
You're playing both?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
I think they work with each other.
Yeah, okay. Welcome to our rainy barbecue. All right. Yeah, who's got some gripes? And remember, if they are gripes about the state or, you know, political theory or any civil servants you know, we'll open up a subsection of government gripes. But this is just a general for reals beef.
I got one.
Yo, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Show us your beef.
People who do puzzles, they're trying to always solve problems, but you know what they're always solving? Problems that are just disjointed pictures. I think someone needs to take them down a notch.
Yo, Tom, slap that beef on the grill, man.
You know, Tom, I think you just did.
Oh, I haven't even started about puzzles, man. I got 10 hours.
Who's
on
puzzles,
it.
Man?
Oh,
a very slow superhero.
Puzzles, man. He just takes pictures and messes them up.
Oh, he like makes puzzles.
Yeah.
Dang.
He's not even a hero. He's more of an industrialist.
Right. Well, hey, Tom, slap that beef on the grill.
Oh, he got a key to the city of Chicago. You know what? He shouldn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it.
There you go. That.
Wow.
Slap it on, Tom.
Puzzles, man.
And then you can finally let go of it from your heart.
How do I slap it on? Do I just...
Just... There you go.
Oh, real nice.
Slapped on.
You know how you put beef on a grill?
I like to lightly place it.
Nah. Around here, we slap it.
Around here, we grab it in our palm and slap it down on the grill.
Yeah, I'm just saying that seems a little dangerous. You could get burnt.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's a little gripe there. But
Tom, when you're flirting with such angry sentiments like we are now, I mean, yeah, you might get burnt. And anyway, so that's the symbolism.
It's like that Rihanna song.
Yes, Dan Ish. Yeah. This whole show is a Rihanna song reference. Any beef?
I have some beef.
Show us your beef.
Yeah. So I, over the course of like 5 days this past week, was watching the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, which like brought up a lot of gripes for me. Mainly that whenever two romantic comedy leads are at a basketball game, they are almost always on the kiss cam. You cannot guarantee that every time you go to a basketball game, and they always guarantee that in romantic comedies, and it is a huge plot device. It's usually their first kiss, and they're like, oh my god, are there sparks here? But we are supposed to hate each other, and
wait,
I hate it.
The WNBA's Los Angeles sparks?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yes.
Do you know every WNBA team?
I know a bunch, but I don't think I know all of them.
List six.
Oh my gosh, Minnesota Lynx, Seattle Storm, Los Angeles Sparks, New York Liberty, is that four or five?
That's four.
Four. Wait, hold on.
The Utah Jazz.
that might be all I know.
Okay, so not exactly a bunch. There, Brennan,
women?
Brennan, if you saw four grapes, would you say, oh, a bunch?
I mean, if they were still
No.
What about bananas?
That's a bunch of...
Can I push back for just a hot sec on your... I respect your beef. I think it's probably mostly right. But I'll just say, from my perspective, like... Wait, does the kiss cam just shows up on two people even if they're not kissing?
And it makes
them kiss?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Never mind. I misunderstood what the kiss cam was. Yeah. I thought it went on people who were kissing.
No. It's like you're two attractive straight people probably. And then...
Sure. Well, that's probably why they get on there.
And then they kiss.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough then. That is ridiculous. Yeah. I thought it was like they were already kissing. And it's like, well, how many people are in the arena are kissing? What are the odds are pretty good that it gets on them, but you're right.
No.
Yo, slap that on the grill.
Oof. Yeah.
Did you get burned? Did you get burned?
No, but it was a veggie burger, so it was left.
Yeah, it really came apart when you struck it down with such force.
That's going to get in between the
I think
the,
that's one of our first veggie beefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't eat actual beef.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, you don't have to eat it. It's more for grilling.
I know.
Dan, got any gripes?
One beef I have is bugs. Like, I get that bugs are important for our ecosystem, but I just can't get with them.
Yeah?
You don't have to get with them.
You gotta get with
their friends.
they just sting me too much, and
that
it's like...
Dance
Wait,
talking?
How often That's are like, bugs stinging you? That sounds not good.
It's like they sting me, and they're just like, guys, you're not doing much to state your case for why should you be a part of this ecosystem.
Okay.
Because obviously, like, humans are on top, you know.
How many stings do you get?
Like 12.
Wow.
Dan, have you seen the Bee movie?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good movie to understand bug advocacy. Because the bee becomes a lawyer and fights for his rights.
And somehow a human woman falls in love with him.
She leaves her human fiancé for her bee fiancé.
To be fair, the bee is voiced by Jerry Seinfeld.
To be fair?
Oh.
Also Beyoncé. Her fiancé for her Beyoncé.
Yeah.
Which now that's like eight jokes in that
huge,
one.
Huge step back for feminism.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of, so my for reals beef is...
Dan, wait,
can I slap my...
Oh, sorry. Oh,
can I slap my beef?
You gotta slap. I'm so
okay,
sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna coat it in honey.
Oh.
First. And then...
Wait, Dan, I think I might know why so many bugs sting you.
Catch more flies with...
Okay, beef. Okay, I'm gonna slap my beef now.
Mmm. Oh, good
beef,
slap.
Bug and yon.
So my for reals beef. Do you want to go first?
What's your beef, man?
My for reals beef is with the patriarchy. You didn't say that. You're all complicit. nope. Too late now.
I love the patriarchy.
Okay, good. Well, someone has to. Otherwise, why would it be here? Nah, my for reals beef, I guess, is with. I don't know. I know I mentioned this at stand-up last night, but several people over the course of this past weekend complimented me on my costume, and I was not wearing a costume, and I just felt very singled out.
Which local government was that in?
It did happen once in Salem, so I guess maybe I have a gripe with the government of Salem, because it's literally a tour guide who should be familiar with such phantasmas.
Is that a government or a private company that ran that tour?
It's probably just a guy. Yeah, there's also a thing, there's a very hilarious montage where the apartment above mine was having a Halloween party, and I was just at home, because... You're allowed to just stay at home.
But wearing a cloak like you do.
I was at home, and a bunch of people came to my door instead of their door, thinking that the party was at my house, even though the music... Well, anyway, I opened the door for a bunch of people to tell them where to go, and that's when a lot of the compliments happened. So it's just like a montage of like, hey, those aren't my friends. And then they were also telling me how freaky I look just regular times. So anyway, that's my beef. I'm going to slap it on.
Slap it on.
Ooh. I'm the only one who actually hit the grill.
Yeah, that's good.
You guys just slapped it on like the
I hit the mailman.
Top. Yeah.
I hit bugs.
Friend frog? What you got, bro?
Man. Alright, I think my beef... Well, technically it's with me, but I'm going to say it's with the local news media in my town.
Oh,
yeah. Contacting me every day with updates. I don't know about my local issues. Most likely I still haven't sent in my ballot. Gotta learn about those local issues and then send in my ballot. But right now, I think that's a government crime.
Bro, who cares about the local issues? Just send in the ballot.
Bro, I gotta give an opinion.
How much is on your ballot?
There's like six or seven other things on there.
Like, that's 18, a big like, ballot.
18 propositions.
Well, like, everyone knows about California's propositions. Oh, wait, what'd you vote? There was an interesting, like, sex ed one.
What's your vote?
Are we revealing our votes?
Oh, yo, let's get into some of California's propositions.
Ballot.fyi is a really good website for that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really well designed. I want Brennan to look at it.
Sweet.
For California. Wait, Brennan. You have a bunch of initiatives on yours?
Yeah, there's a bunch of local initiatives.
Okay, interesting.
I don't really know what my opinion is yet.
Well, I mean, okay.
So, it's really beef. I've got beef with myself about government gripes.
Slap that on.
Yeah, for real.
I haven't finished filling out my ballot either. I'm going to send it today.
Woo!
Woo. But there are friggin' so many propositions.
Yeah, I think it's like 18. Yeah.
New Hampshire just had one. Should we continue to exist?
It's just a New Hampshire.
Was it live free or die?
It was live free or die. And you think, you can guess what we chose.
Are you talking about the porn one?
There's a porn one in California?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. No, there's like a sex ed one too. We'll get to it.
The thing about New Hampshire, that live free or die, isn't that just the constant existential question which kind of drives New Hampshire into existence? So if they have to choose, doesn't that kind of like...
That's true. New Hampshire's always balanced on the tipping point of that question.
Yeah, but I think we finally gathered enough info to answer it. Like, we've been, for the past, is it 200? No, it's got to be more. The bicentennial happened a while ago.
Like 40 years ago.
40 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, it's 240, I think.
So for the past 240 years, we've been deciding on that question, and I think we finally got it.
Right. Well, I'm excited to see what happens to the state of New Hampshire. East, did you ever hear that, the song? There's a song. Apparently someone in California every year produces a song about all the ballot initiatives.
I haven't heard it.
Hold on. First of all, great section, the segment of
frills. Slap your beef on the thing?
Yeah, Brennan, slap your beef.
That was the noise.
Oh, all right. This has been Frills Beef in the rain. Okay, great. First of all, I want to get a quick... I want to just show you a clip from this song because they played on the NPR Politics podcast. Ooh. This song... the proposition song. 17 propositions, they say.
The preposition?
Proposition.
Now we're having an election. November, it's the day. There's 17 propositions. Come vote and have your say.
Prop 51's the first one. $9 billion in school bonds.
52 deals with state hospital fees and Medi-Cal matching funds. Prop 53 requires, should the state want revenue bonds, to first ask California voters for their permission.
If we pass Prop 54, the public gets to see all legislative meetings with more bill transparency.
In 2012, the voters passed Prop 30, which requires a state income tax increase that's ready to expire.
Prop 55 extensions tax increases.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Is that Katy Perry?
That was Katy Perry's whole band. Okay, we're going to do a thing. I'm going to read some of these off, and you guys are going to vote on them, okay?
Cool. Uninformed.
They're all uninformed, complicated.
Yeah, well, I found a website where they're stated pretty simply.
FYI.
I even have a song from this, same album where I got the Kennesaw Mountain Landis song. The song is called I Hate California, and it's just going to be
I'm not going to like this song.
Theme music. So this is California Votes.
California.
There we go. All right. Cool.
Wow.
Yeah. California votes. All right, guys. Let's talk about Prop 60.
That's a hot topic.
Yep. We're gonna the subject on Ballotpedia is movies, but I think that's
adult films.
It's
an issue.
Requires the use of condoms in pornographic films. Now, isn't it up to the porn companies that thing?
That's the question.
Yeah, we gonna vote?
Should we debate it?
Yeah, you can debate for a minute. Yeah, all right. Let's get an informed debate.
I think they already have enough standards in practice to prevent any spread of STDs.
Dan?
Yes. Or no. I haven't decided.
Yeah, I actually have read a lot about the issue.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible. I hate this. But I think a big thing with this is that, like, you're like, of course, blah, blah, like, we should be, like, protecting people. But then there's, yeah, there is a lot of, like, regular HIV and other STD testing in the porn industry. Also, this would give license to any Californian to sue any porn studio they think is in violation. Like, literally, like, on...
Really?
Yeah, on, like, really any grounds.
Is that a civil suit or a, other one?
Criminal.
I actually don't know. I actually don't know. But yeah.
And I mean, who's paying for this bill? Big Condom?
The AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
More like Magnum.
Yeah. They like actually poured a lot of money into it that could probably have gone into
fighting AIDS.
AIDS.
Yeah, that, well, you know,
John's getting new information about this proposition. It's certainly not.
Were you joking when you wrote that phone number in the thing? Because that is not it.
No.
Okay, Brennan.
That's what it says, actually, above the major satellite clock.
Okay, I mean, if she wants to try it, that's fine. But, okay, Brennan, what do you think about this thing? And then we'll vote.
I'm confused by it.
Okay, here, time to vote. All in favor of requiring those condoms, raise them high.
I think we need them.
Okay.
I know what I said earlier, but now after what Isha said, I'm convinced we need them.
Okay, and those who say, no way, Brotown, we're going to make our movies the way we want them, the people's way. Oh, I'm the, okay.
Can I abstain?
Yes, that's the third choice. And all who abstain?
I'm not even going to raise my hand for that.
All right, well, the abstains have it. Let's see here.
Update on my friend rejecting John.
Ooh.
Oh, great.
I hope your friend finds a date, though. I'm sure he's awesome.
I think that's BS. I guess he's trying to be nice. I just think that's like, I bet he's awesome. It just feels like nothing against her. She's like, sorry, that was mean. I just think it's kind of bull honky when people say that.
Wow.
Talk about beef on a grill.
About beef on a grill. This porn proposition has like been really stirring up some convos between Californians.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's good. Stirring up convos.
They finally have something to talk about.
I know, we have nothing else going for us as a state.
Oh, actually, here's an interesting one. Here's an interesting one. Which,
you guys heard about that drought?
Don't talk about the drought.
What's an interesting one there, John Boy?
Is this bilingual education one, which NPR had a story on. I don't know how much you've been researching this,
the
but...
Biological education?
Bilingual.
Oh my god, I have so many thoughts. Okay. But no, we don't...
Shared some
after
of
the...
Can we get some info on it?
Can you share one thought?
I want to hear both sides.
What's the measure on?
It basically... I can't remember the exact question. Oh, hello. Hold on, we're getting a call. We're getting a...
Yeah, we are.
Oh, hold on. It's not showing up on the board. Shoot. It was like this last week.
Yeah. Somebody keeps taking the phone off the board.
Yeah, for real. Okay. Here. Ish, tell the person we're working on it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I bet they're listening.
Fuck, sure. They probably... Yeah, they don't hear themselves talking, so it's probably... Yeah.
Badonk-badonk. Blarp-badarp. Oh.
Wait. They popped on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Tell them to call again. It would, like, require bilingual education. Like, it would increase bilingual education in the state, right, Ish?
I don't know. I actually haven't read that much about it, but I've okay. a lot of feelings.
Okay. Well, basically, you can't have feelings since you've read about it. Well, basically, some people say, like, no, like
oh, yeah.
non-English speaking kids need to be in English-speaking schools so they actually learn it better because they're speaking, you know, usually Spanish, like, at home, so they don't need to be taught that. And other people say, like, no, they learn better if they're being taught in Spanish at a young age also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm against this proposition.
Really?
What is the proposition?
It's, like, to put kids in English-only classrooms to learn English faster.
Oh, okay, so it's the other way around. Okay.
Yeah, which I think I disagree with.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I heard a pretty compelling case for it on the radio, but also...
On the national public
radio? Also a fairly compelling case against.
Yeah, I've, like, spent a lot of time devoting, like, learning about child development and language, and, like, Dan, you probably speak more to this, but, like, yeah, it just doesn't make sense to put them in sink or swim education.
Well, here to weigh in on it is our most controversial friend. Hey, you're on the air. Don't swear.
Oh, hi. I'm just trying to get in the station.
Oh, that's really funny because we were expecting a call from somebody else. Someone will come down to let you in.
Amazing. I love being on the air.
We love having you on it. See you soon. Okay, Brennan, would you mind?
With pleasure.
Taking care of that. Well, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can speak a bit to just generally because, like, English is my second language and I learned it in the second grade. Because and I went to a Jewish day school where they taught both in English and Hebrew, and because I could only speak in Hebrew, and then by the end of the year, I was able to, like, completely speak English, and so I guess I think that it benefits to have both languages at the same time. I don't know much about the actual issues at hand, but I had good experience with it, so.
So wait, is that, like, they spoke both languages in the class?
Well, like, I mean, there was, like, I mean, it was taught in English, but then there was also, like, we also had a Hebrew class. And so, because it was Jewish day school, and I guess they thought that was beneficial. So. Mm-hmm.
So the people for it, I remember saying, you know, again, I don't really know a lot of the facts on the ground of this specific initiative, but the people for it were kind of saying, just the looking at the actual mechanics of how this would work, they think it is mostly being pushed by, like, basically, like, white liberal parents who want their kids to be in a, like, to learn Spanish, and it is not really being done in the interest of the Spanish speaking kids. I don't really know to what degree that's true, but it is an interesting argument.
Oh, wait, I think maybe this is.
Did you have more
control,
feelings?
Control on how to teach. Oh, it's just, like, giving local control on how to teach English learners, because currently, yeah.
What is the actual proposition?
Yeah, we should know that.
Yeah, we should read it.
Hold on.
Because I'm
58. Here. Oh, wait.
Oh, 58? Oh, yeah, I already know my answer then.
Hold on, 58.
I've memorized them by the number.
Yeah. I mean, how else am I going to memorize them?
Okay, a yes vote supports repealing most of the 1998 Proposition 227, the English in Public Schools Initiative, thus effectively allowing non-English languages to be used in public education instruction. A no vote opposes repealing most of that, which was designed to prohibit non-English languages from being used in public schools.
Voting yes is for bilingual education.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Well, yeah, opening up the system.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, do it. But also, yeah, I see the point. But also, yeah.
Yeah, I think the point of the people for it, and they seem to have some research, was that since, like, basically that people learn English better if it's an English classroom, but, you know, again, I don't know to what degree that's true, and Dan's experience is interesting with that.
Yeah, I took a class on this called Bilingual Children in U.S. Schools, and the basic thesis of the class was people don't learn better English when they can only learn in English.
Well, maybe these people took a different class.
Yeah. They're wrong.
Fair enough. Okay, well, so we're all going to vote yes?
I still, what is a yes and what is a no?
Sorry, Tom, we got a phone call coming in.
Yeah, sorry, Tom. Now here to weigh in is our most controversial friend. Hey, you're on the air. Don't swear.
I'll try not to.
Hey, Alana, how do you feel about Proposition 58?
I'm educated, I guess.
In English or Spanish?
Did you ask me English or Spanish?
Also, it's my friend's birthday that I tried to set you up with, John.
Oh.
And I didn't wish her a happy birthday.
God. It's great. Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Which friend? So many options.
Yeah. All right. Hey. Hey, all the guests. This is Alana. She's on the air. Alana, tell everyone when the TFL show is.
Come to the TFL show. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
That's right, you dingus.
9:30 p.m. in Barnum 008. See, it's confusing because in past shows, our lovely friend John has reminded me every day for the 2 weeks leading up to it, which I thought was mean, but in retrospect was maybe nice because I now can't remember if the show is tomorrow or not. So, could have really used some reminders.
It is.
I don't act with malicious intent. Ever. What can people expect to see at this show? Controversies galore?
Sure. Controversies galore. Oh, yes. So much controversy.
Is there anything about Proposition 58?
You'll have to come to find out, John.
That was Dan.
That was me.
Oh, sorry. You'll have to come find out, Dan.
Alana, do you have any questions for us, the studio audience? You also waited till the last freaking minute to call.
I sure do have a question, John.
There's five people here, just for the record. You're not just talking to me on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but you seem to be the only one who's talking, so I feel like I'm just talking to you.
Well, fair. I'm like the middleman. All right, what's up?
Why are you so interested in this proposition? Can you give me the two-word summary?
Bilingual education.
Done. Oh, that was the best one.
Oh, man.
In California, Isha State just can't make up its mind.
That was too many words.
Isha State apparently doesn't trust their lawmakers to make laws, so the people need to just vote on them. I'm confused about the point of representative government, but we can get into that later.
Okay.
So that's why.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, and good luck in that show.
Everybody come to it and invite your friends on Facebook or I'll cry.
Woo.
Please invite your friends on Facebook. That's literally all I ask.
You already have a bunch of people going.
How do you know?
Because I have seen the event, and there's a lot of people going.
Yeah, no, that's fair. We're doing okay.
All right.
Wait, how are you doing? Bye, Alana. All right. Anyway, that was important. Okay, and now all we need to do is for someone to read a PSA. And I would like the boys in blue to do it.
Oh, I am wearing red. Actually, no, I'm wearing blue jeans.
I'm wearing just find one.
I like that we always wait till the literal last minute to read the PSA. It's really a nice way to end this show.
I can go really fast, but I don't know if that would be beneficial.
Oh, let's go with this large one.
Can you guys read it every other word?
Yeah. So, let's do the title. The
Museum
of
Science
presents
Wild
Africa.
The
Museum
of
Science
presents
the
IMAX
film
Wild
Africa.
Go
on
a
spectacular
ride
across,
over,
and
through
the
most
dramatic
continent
on
Earth.
Africa.
Discover.
How do you think Africa feels about that branding as the most dramatic continent?
Oh, I don't think we're going to finish in time.
Quickly!
Discover the fascinating secrets of this enchanted continent. Hang out with a family of mountain gorillas. Learn how spectacular thermal geysers help turn thousands of flamingos pink. Why the heat beating down on waterless dunes in the Namib Desert forces a lizard to dance. And why its nose on the equator. It's a journey.
Do you guys know what every other word means?
We're doing it really fast, so it's just sounds.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's
a journey where you'll truly believe the real world is more extraordinary and awe-inspiring than any fiction.
For tickets and more information about the Wild Africa, IMAX film, and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-250.
This has been a public service message.